Yes, Melbourne, we're going to get through this together, okay? We've got to support each other, support our small businesses, give everyone, cut everyone a bit of slack, be nice, be kind, smile, stay at home if you can, if you can't, if there's essential needs to go out, of course, go and do that. But look at the world even. I mean, America now has more cases than any other country of coronavirus, COVID-19. New York, they're calling the epicenter. That has 10 times more COVID-19 cases than any other state in America. And a good friend of ours is in New York at the moment, Thomas Green. Tom, hello.
It is so nice to hear your voice. Hey, Steve. Hey, guys. How are we?
Oh,
good
Tom.
Morning, Tom.
You know, everyone in Melbourne's doing it tough in Australia. Now, you are sitting there in what looks terrifying. They're saying everyone in New York will get this. And, Tom, you've even just gone and gone tested. How was that?
The test's a weird experience. I'm sure you guys have heard about it, the swab that goes right up the nasal passage. It feels like someone's scratching your brain. But I was getting sick about 7 days ago after a trip was cut short to London. So I came back and then got symptoms sort of straight away. And after respiratory issues developed, went and got tested. So don't hold out if something happens.
Oh, you know, Tom, what's New York like? Talk us through. I mean, that is one of the most confined cities with people living on top of each other and all the apartment buildings in Manhattan. What is it like there? What are the streets like?
The streets, since about Sunday, when the whole city went into lockdown, have been dead quiet, which is sort of eerie. I can hear everything my neighbours are doing. Everyone is on top of each other right now. It's strange. It's really unusual. And it's about time that people actually started to heed the warnings, because everyone was really late behind it, not taking it seriously, similar to, I think, Italy's situation. And then it was a bit too late, I think, for preventative measures. So now what, they're guessing that potentially 30% of the population already have it and it's only increasing. So it's interesting. It's really weird.
Hey, Tommy, mate, your president over there, Donald Trump, came out yesterday and said that by Easter Sunday, everyone will be back working and in churches celebrating Easter. What are the chances of that?
That is pure insanity, if that's going to happen. I absolutely can't foresee it. No one can, really. I don't know if that's a political plot to his base, but it's just, that would be a disaster. The governor, Andrew Cuomo, in New York State, he's sort of been a bit of a saviour to a lot of people here at the moment. Everyone's listening to his daily briefings. He seems to be the only sane one leading the situation. He's saying that it's just an absolute disaster waiting to happen on the ground if things open by Easter. It just can't happen.
What's the food situation, Tom? Are you able to go out daily or weekly to get your shop, or how's it work?
The grocery stores are open. Everyone's wearing masks and pretty preventative. A lot of the local corner delis and convenience shops have started reducing their hours and almost closing. It's just dead, Tev. It's just quiet. The doctors this morning was obviously open, but usually, so I live in northern Brooklyn, and usually where it's absolutely bustling and pumping with activity, it was just dead quiet.
Oh, well, Tommy, we know that you're waiting for your results. It doesn't sound good. Your symptoms don't sound great, but you just say stay safe. We're thinking of you. I mean, we say this to everyone in Melbourne. We're all in this together, but we're really all in this together around the world. So you just stay safe and we'll stay in touch.
Yeah, thanks, Steve. I appreciate it, guys. My love to you all and love to Melbourne. Hope everyone's staying safe and taking care of each other, yeah?
Yeah, he's one of the best blokes you'll meet, Thomas Green. Used to work on the show as our audio producer. And in that little WhatsApp group we've got going, I'll make sure I keep sending some funny memes to keep the spirits up, Thomas.
Oh, it's the Gooder Boys.
Yes, it's called the Gooder Boys. Anyway,
I'm not in that group.
Well, no, there are things in
it's
there.
It's called the Gooder Boys. I'm not in it. That's
a second.
Shouldn't see. Anyway, thanks,
that's
Thomas.
Sexist.
It's a Foxy. It's a boys app, and I'm not in it.
I can't believe it.
And the name's a Gooder Boys about me. It's a Gooder Boy, Brandon.
Thomas, you're the administrator. Do you want to let Fee and Fev in?
Yeah, look, I'll run it past Leon.
It's the Fox.